Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's a very short survey, just a couple of questions. May I continue with the survey?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much. So, just to confirm, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black, African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you would vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will.
Excellent. What is your age?
50s.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. And we'll just say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important or about the same?
About the same. Maybe more. I guess every time is more. So, yes, more.
Okay. So, will be somewhat more important?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And that will be somewhat or strongly approve?
I would say strongly approve.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I can't really say. I think it's too complex of a question for a yes or no. You know what I mean? So, what's the choices?
The choices are very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Say satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Maybe staying about the same.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? It's a list of like 10 options, so you can select up to two. One, improving K-12 public school education. Two, protecting the strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Three, making college more affordable and forgiving student debts. Four, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Five, border security. Six, protection abortion rights. Seven, creating more jobs and raising wages. Eight, reducing crime. Nine, combating division and racism. And ten, lowering... Combating division and racism.
Racism. Okay.
Ten, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. And 11, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. You can choose up to two.
Number two and number four.
Okay. So number four. Excellent. Now I like you to rate your. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person is Bernie Moreno.
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Kamala Harris.
75.
Republicans in Congress.
In general?
In general, yes.
0.
Joe Biden.
70.
Cornel West.
60.
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown?
Yes.
Is that what he says? I'll say 85.
Donald Trump.
Less than 0.
Democrats in Congress?
80.
Tim Scott.
I don't have necessarily, I say 50. I don't have a, you know, one way or the other strong.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I mean, I don't watch the news a lot, but yes, more or less.
Okay. That would be yes, some.
Yes, some. As long as you don't ask me to, like, give examples, then yes.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
I would say about the same, maybe more. I mean, I think I've always had more or less a high opinion of the things I know he's trying to do.
Okay, that would be somewhat more favorable.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And about that you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration, can you give just an example or a general idea?
Just the fact that he's trying to keep Congress from rolling back abortion. He is calling for stronger gun laws. I mean, those sorts of things that I think are important.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah.
And that will be yes, a lot, or yes, some?
I would say yes, enough. So some, maybe.
Okay. And of that, what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And that will be somewhat or much more unfavorable?
Much more.
Okay. And about what you read, seen, or heard, what makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? Just an example or a general idea.
I would say the biggest example is being convicted of 34 felonies.
Okay. Just a moment. And now I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose up to two. I will read some examples. One, stagnant wages and rising costs. Two, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Three, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Four, the lack of quality education opportunities. Five, rising crime and violence. Six, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Seven, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. And eight, Donald Trump getting elected president again.
Two and six.
Okay. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden.
And will be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Growing the United States economy.
Biden, much better.
Thank you. Fixing the immigration system.
Yeah, that one's a toughie. But between the two, Biden, much better.
Okay. Next one, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden, much better.
Thank you. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden, much better.
Rising crime and violence.
Biden, much better.
Excellent. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And that will be much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African American. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
That is an extremely racist statement. I disagree.
Okay. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, or other?
Instagram.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Probably at this point, about half or a little less than half.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Did you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you a lot for your participation, and have a wonderful day.
Pleasure.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, you too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Yeah,